The Micro University College is celebrating 180 years. President of the institution, Dr. Asburn Pinnock, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss how the university has kept its pace with the educational needs of Jamaica.
Well, we look at the needs in the market, we examine the ministry's policies, and we now train to support that national development policies. And what we are doing currently is to try to reinvent ourselves. It's easy to slip back into your legacy and tradition. However, we realize that what it took to train a distinguished individual 50 years ago, we have to change now, and with the advent of technology and new thinking. So what we are doing now is to look at the ministry's policies. We look at, for example, the NEI report, and to see where the gaps are. And of course, we look at the demand and supply of teachers, because we are primarily a teacher education institution. And then we are now trying to adjust our operations to produce individuals.
What is your overarching vision, Dr. Pinnock, for MICO?
Well, my vision for MICO is to reinvent the institution and to keep it relevant and to train individuals.
What are the specific ideas you have for doing that?
Well, one thing is to examine the needs. And one of the things we're looking at is the market-driven needs for our graduates. No longer are we demanding just a mere teacher. We are looking for someone who has other skills. And we're looking at the demand areas, for example. We're looking at the maths and science areas, special needs. Those are critical issues. And therefore, we are also targeting not just the Jamaican market, but looking at overseas market. In fact, we have done that a lot in the past in the Caribbean. We used to train for the Caribbean. However, many of those countries have their own institutions now. But we still have niche areas like special education where we can train for that. We want to engage, for example, the recruiters from Britain and from the USA and other areas who are coming in and say to them, listen, let's make this a deliberate process. Instead of you coming and recruit our teachers in an ad hoc manner where we cannot keep track of who is going and where they're going. Let us engage you. Let us discuss cost of training. Let us train for you. And you provide us with funding to improve our labs or capacity. And we can partner with universities overseas in their country, for example, in Britain, to see how we can train a teacher here in Kingston that will walk into a classroom in Britain and fit in. And so we are looking at those things as part of the niche.
How much emphasis is Michael putting on continuing education, professional development of those who have already passed through its doors?
Quite a lot. One of our most significant departments is our continuing education department. And we are now looking to partner with the ministry and the Jamaican Teaching Council to say, can we take on some of that responsibility of training the teachers that are out in the field with the licensing and those issues coming on stream. Persons will need that professional development to qualify themselves for licensing and relicensing. And therefore, we think that we are in the best position and with capacity to do so. So in the near future, we'll be approaching the ministry to say, why don't we work with a contractual arrangement where we can take on some of that coaching, that modeling, and that professional development aspect, and then you can focus more on your policy.
Dr. Pinnock, the issue of teacher quality is a major issue here. The studies done internationally show that educational outcomes are tied to teacher quality. Our educational outcomes are not impressive in all the areas. Does Michael share in this failure?
I think we have to take responsibility for what happens in the sector. And if there are shortcomings, we have to look at it. If there are successes, we take them. So we should also take responsibility for that. But with a view to continue to improve our business of training and educating teachers. I do agree that teacher quality is a major factor. But I also want to hasten to add that there are other factors which we need to look at in terms of intake and output. And therefore, there are also factors such as resources, human and otherwise. In fact, educational resources. And as you know, in our context, we have an issue with funding and restriction of fiscal policy and all that. So because of that, the education system suffers. It takes 20 years for an individual to start reap the benefits. So persons do not necessarily want to start an investment in that, but it's the best investment that we can make, and therefore we are challenging those areas. But I do believe that we should look at that seriously and try to improve. So we are at the MICO and are looking at our courses and trying to see how we can improve what we offer and look at the NEI report again, see the gaps, and to see how we can fill those gaps to ensure that our output ends up with better quality personnel going there.
President of the MICO University College, Dr. Asburn Pinnock, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.